City's number one podcast. Love the topics, the guests, and all of the contrast. They ain't focused on the views and the traffic. What's the point of shining if no jewels for the masses? We gotta spread the news of our passion. Service is a verb, now that's community action. Yo, everybody, let's talk. Talking ain't enough, so everybody, let's walk. We all want freedom, the eagle and the stars, but the only way to reach it, meet the people where they are. Unity's the only way to fend these atrocities. You and me together can eliminate poverty. And this is just a vessel of expression to make sure we stay on the message of progression. Yes, everybody, let's talk. Bring your ideas and together we walk.
Welcome back to Let's Talk More Action. I'm Cameron Minter, your host, and today we've got something a little special. We got somebody special in the house. Today my co-host is none other than Jessica Coffey.
Hello.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
What you know good?
Nothing.
Just here, huh? We just here.
I'm
hey,
here.
Look. It is spring break for some folks here.
Yes.
And I just wondered, what was your best vacation? Now, this can be from spring break or as an adult.
I never, ever, ever took a trip on spring break.
Me neither. I was, I'm not joking, but I was too poor. I mean, when I had spring break, that means I got to stay home and clean up the house and all this other stuff, you know, spring painting and all of this other stuff.
Yeah. My parents were definitely like, who paying? You're not paying for your spring break.
I know, right?
You going to pay to make his bed and clean these dishes?
Exactly. So me and you, we was in the same house.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was your best vacation?
My best vacation was probably Mexico.
Ooh.
I went to Mexico. I went to an all-inclusive, and it was the best trip ever.
Really?
The food was like 5-star. It was the best food.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did nothing.
How long did you stay there?
I think we stayed around 5 days.
Now, you know Mexico is really big, so where did you go in Mexico?
It's called, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
San Jose Los Cabo. Ooh. Something like that.
Okay. All right.
It was amazing, Cam.
Really? So you stayed near the water and
yes,
all that.
The resort was on the beach, and it was the food that did it for me, Cam.
I never have a food vacation.
Oh my goodness! Like that, I've been to a couple of all inclusive, and the food was all right.
Uh huh.
But this food.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I ate like steak every night.
Wow.
Like, excuse me, do you have any gray poupon?
I get it. That's one of the things that I really want to take some time and make sure that we're spending. COVID has changed so many different things.
Oh, yeah.
If one thing it hasn't done for all of us is to say time is not promised to us.
Right. Do you have any vacations planned?
No.
Cam, I'm going to need for you to live a little.
I know, but I need to make a little. I need to make a little more, just a little more, so I can extend that vacation.
You know what? One thing I said when I turned 30.
Okay. Last week.
When I turned 30. Cam, I'm going to be 40 this year.
My Lord, you never would have thought it. You're just young.
I know. Don't I look like I'm 25?
Yes, you look like you're 25.
Yes. But when I turned 30, I said, oh, I'm going to start traveling because, you know, I was waiting for, I don't know, I guess a significant other to come. And then that didn't happen.
Everything to line
I
up.
I said, oh, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move on.
That's right.
With your life.
That's right.
So I started jet setting and everything.
Ooh. Okay.
But now that I'm turning 40 this year and I want to do a big trip, I really want to go to Bali. That's where I want to go.
Ooh.
But because of COVID, I think I might stay within U.S. territories.
Well, yeah. Until things
are a little bit better.
That's the bummer. But it's encouraging us all to do more with the time that we have.
I agree.
Who do we have on the show today, Laura? I mean, dang. Jessica, who do we have on the show?
Well, today we have one of my favorite folks.
Okay.
It is Laura Shetfield.
All right. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
You were going to call her Shetfield.
I was. Now I'm having trouble keeping this guest because Laura and I, we work a lot. She does a lot here at the studio. Yes. And, you know, she's staff, so, I'm trying to keep a professional relationship. So, hello, Ms. Shetfield. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
This is National Nutrition Month.
Woo-hoo!
And because of that, we've got some people here who are going to talk to us about all the different things that we do at Community Action Council. Mm-hmm. Now, Laura, are you in a new position? How long have you been in your position, and what is your position?
So I've been health and nutrition director since August, but then I was health and nutrition manager since October 2019. But I've been with the agency since 2015.
Okay. You've been here for a minute.
Yeah.
So what do your duties include?
Well, I develop menus, run the food service for our Head Start kiddos. I run healthy meals on a budget workshops.
And what is that?
Healthy Meals on a Budget is where we teach general nutrition practices, including like MyPlate, reducing food waste in the household, and reducing sugary beverage intake.
I'm just going to ask, who came up with that initiative?
So my supervisor here, Miss Jessica Coffey,
okay.
She was the health and nutrition manager before I was.
Oh.
And left me set up with some really awesome ideas.
So the great thing.
Did you hear the setup though? She said, let her set up.
Yeah.
You set her up.
One of the great things about Laura, and myself, the commonality is we went to the same program at the University of Kentucky graduated from the same nutrition program.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Good.
But we knew each other. We didn't know each other at that time. Oh. You know, because I'm ancient and she's a young whippersnapper.
right. Ancient. Well, so what is that? How does that help you dealing with Head Start children? Because you are in our Head Start program. Is that correct?
Right. So with Healthy Meals on a Budget, it's open to our Head Start families. So it's one of our family engagement events that we can put on. And it helps the parents come and learn ways to engage their children in the cooking process so that the children are more likely to try healthier foods. And it also shows that healthy foods aren't necessarily more expensive. That's a big stigma out there. So we try showing them your dollar actually goes farther when you buy fresh produce and make it at home, whether than besides getting convenient food that's already pre-chopped.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, I guess, is a misnomer that going to McDonald's is cheaper or it meets. I think a lot of our families meet a need as opposed to trying to do the exact best thing for the child. And sometimes it's money. But if you can learn to do the same thing or even better with your own money, your own food, that's a win-win.
Yeah, and that's what I'm a parent myself of two young children. So when you're really busy, it can be really tempting just to go through McDonald's and get them some dinner. But if you look through some of the recipes that we've done for Healthy Meals on a Budget, some of the whole dinner would maybe cost $10 for 6 servings.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's much cheaper and healthier for us.
So about how long does it take to, to cook these meals?
Most of the meals we try to do quick and easy, about 30 minutes. Yeah. I know as a parent, I don't want to be in the kitchen longer than that making a meal.
Absolutely.
So we try to keep it easy. We do live food demos to teach the parents how to cook the food. And then we give the parents kitchen appliances, the ingredients to make the food at home and their own recipe book. By the time that the 7 workshops are over, they can have up to 21 recipes.
Wow. So you said you give the ingredients to the food or the
yes
really?
So when they come to the workshop, we give the ingredients for them to go home and make it at home.
Wow. How can you get in this workshop?
You just register with your family service staff and we'll get you signed up so you can come.
Wow. So is it how often do you do a live food demo?
We've been doing it once a month, but COVID kind of put a kink in it. So we're actually doing 2 in April and 2 in May.
Okay. Wow, that's different. And what else do you do with this show?
We also do food demo recordings that are available on the YouTube.
That includes Cameron.
So yes, that's how that in there. That's how we really get to know Laura. She comes into the studio. She stinks up the entire studio with onions and garlic and
tuna.
tuna. Yeah, all those things. But it's one of my favorite shows to do because I get to try the food.
Mm-hmm. And by recording these food demos, we're able to reach those families in like Rockcastle County or Jackson County who can't come to our live food demos.
I think that's the great thing about the recordings is you don't have to be in Fayette County. You can be anywhere and view the demos.
The wonderful thing, if there can be anything good that came out of COVID, it's how we're able to reach more people.
Right.
Just by doing the things that we normally do, but doing it in a different way. And I think that's the pivot that everyone has had to do. I mean, if you want to stay in business, you can continue doing the things that you've done, but you've got to find a different way to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think also one of the things I like about Healthy Meals on a Budget is you can involve your children.
Yeah.
I think that's very important because, you know, there are a lot of picky little people out there and getting them involved in the meal preparation process is more, they'll be more prone to try what they're making that way.
Absolutely. Laura says that all the time. That if you allow them to help cook it, they might actually eat it.
Yep.
So I think we're going to go to a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Lex Talk More Action.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council is here to help our neighbors recover from this pandemic and thrive. We are operating Lexington's Housing Stabilization Program and providing financial assistance to Fayette County residents facing the threat of eviction by helping them with past due or future rent and past due or future utility costs. The best and easiest way to access financial help is online. Type in COVID19renterhelp.org, which links to Community Action Council's website. There you will find more detailed information about the program. To get started, simply click the button that says apply. There are some eligibility requirements which are specified on the application online. Households must live in Fayette County and must be able to show or describe how they have been directly or indirectly impacted by COVID-19 and that they face eviction and homelessness because they are past due on monthly rent. The very best thing you can do is to fill out the application that is linked on the website. Once your application is processed, someone will reach out to you using the contact information that you provide. Community Action Council has been and will continue to be here to help our community thrive.
Community Action Council Prep Academies offer free early childhood education and comprehensive services to children birth to 5 years old and their families. This school year, parents and families can choose the Head Start learning option that best fits the need of their child and family, whether it's virtual or with their Head Start program or in-person learning. The choice is yours. To enroll your child in one of their Prep Academies or in Head Start at home, call the Community Action Council today at 859-233-4600 or by going online at commaction.org. That's ComAction.
Hello, my name is Shaka Cummings. I am the manager of equity and K-12 policy at the Pritchard Committee, and I listen to Let's Talk More Action.
Hello, hello, hello. We are here celebrating Nutrition Month, and we are here with Laura Sheffield, who is the Health and Nutrition Director at the Council. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Jessica.
So, if you're just tuning in with us, we were talking about healthy meals on a budget. And now I want to move to something that has been in the works for a few years now, Laura. Let's talk about that. Talk about the mobile food market.
So our mobile food market has been a collaborative project with many partners. The very first mobile food market we did was with Food Chain. We did some USDA food boxes and distributed them to our families. And then we moved on to a collaboration with Glean Kentucky, UK Campus Kitchen, University of Kentucky Dietetic and Human Nutrition Department, and Glean Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm missing someone there, so hopefully not. Oh, UK Extension Office. There we go. So the UK Extension Office provides our families with nutrition education materials that we stick in the bags every week. And then we have UK Campus Kitchen volunteers that come help us run the mobile food market because it can be extensive depending on the amount of produce we get donated. Glean Kentucky will come and drop off our produce every Tuesday, and then we distribute it into the bags to take to our families. And the cool thing about mobile food market is that we have a bus that was just renovated. It is in a functional kitchen, so we could actually do like live food demos in the future. But we can take that bus, load it up, and take the bags to other counties to serve all 13 counties in our area.
That's awesome.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Cam, you know how you do spring cleaning and your mom's like, throw all that away.
We
don't use it. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew that we had a bus that you know, was going to be sold or discarded just because it was older, and we had a new bus. So I was able to say, hey, can we flip this bus? You know, we were trying to do some exhibit type stuff.
Exhibit? Yeah, I sure do.
What was his show called?
See, you can't do that. You're showing your age now. You're 22, right? So stop it. Exhibit who? Who was that?
Flip my ride. And we flipped a bus.
Right.
The great thing about that mobile food market is, you know, for places that are food deserts, we're able to go to those locations and, again, like Laura said, have food demos, take food and fresh vegetables there.
So a lot of the fresh fruits and vegetables that we get are from Costco, and they were just going to be thrown away. So what Glean Kentucky does is they go and they pick up the produce that otherwise would have been wasted and bring it to us so that we can give it to our families who are in need of fresh produce.
And I heard, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, I heard there's this thing with food that if it's ugly, they don't sell it. Type thing.
Yeah, they'll just discard it.
Right. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I saw some, like, you know, double-headed potatoes or something. And they just,
think about that. Would you go into the store and purchase that?
But if I grew it in my backyard,
yeah,
I would know that that potato is absolutely fine.
Right.
I'm going to chop that potato up, and I'm going to eat that double-headed potato. That's what I'm saying.
But if you go to the store and see that double-headed potato,
right, I probably
not going to buy it.
I probably would skip over that. Yeah, I get it. But then, you know, we have to change how we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do some changes inside.
I agree.
Yeah, so the mobile market, that sounds pretty awesome. I guess we're going to have to get out there and get some video and some footage of that. But so what, do you just post up someplace and say, come and get some food?
Right now, we just have designated locations that we drop the bags off, and then the family staff at those locations take it to the families who are in need of them.
Got it.
Yeah, but the UK Extension Office is able to provide us with nutrition information and recipes that have some of the fresh produce in them, so they know how to use the fresh produce once it gets to them.
So how long has this been going on?
Oh, gosh.
A long time.
Really?
You know, this project started before COVID even began.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the process of, you know, identifying what exactly we wanted on this bus. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a visual, there's a sink on the bus. There's an opportunity to have a live cooking demo outside.
Wow. I need
on the bus.
We need to see. Simone, we need to see the bus.
Yes.
We need to get that.
It's amazing. And actually, Cam, you're going to design the outside of the bus.
Go. Here we go.
Forgot to email you that.
Wow.
But since we're sitting here talking.
Since we're talking about it. That sounds great. I mean, that's awesome. This is why we bring staff in, because as big as we've gotten and as big as we are, there are things that are going on that nobody really knows about unless you're in that, you know. Yeah. So that's just information that.
And the great thing is we take that holistic approach. We're not just educating the children in the classroom. Education is going out to the families as well. So we're taking that whole two-generational approach to make sure that when it comes to nutrition or when it comes to food access, that everyone knows what's going on.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's more than just the job, huh?
Yeah, and so the University of Kentucky, the Department of Human Nutrition, the research they're doing is on our mobile food market and the sustainability and the global impact it's having on reducing food waste. And getting food to families who might be in those food deserts where that fresh produce isn't available. And they recently just, I guess, presented on it at the University Fighting Hunger Conference. So
really?
I'm waiting on a poster to see how that research turned out.
That's great. Congratulations. We're getting around here doing some things.
Absolutely.
So I know that, you know, we've talked about healthy meals on a budget. We talked about the mobile food market. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, but what about the children and our Head Start children that come to our centers and have, tell us about the meals at Community Action.
Okay. Well, when I go and develop the menus, I go off of some culturally diverse options. So, for example, we have like orange chicken and stir fried rice. We have tacos. We have nachos and some other like pastas for Italian. So we try to mix it up for different cultures. And then I also do a fresh fruit or vegetable at least once a day, so that the children are getting access to a fresh fruit or vegetable at least once while they're in our care. And when it comes to the classrooms, teachers are more than welcome to put in for nutrition activity forms that they can do different activities in the classroom to enhance healthy eating. And one thing we did over the last summer was our agriculture program.
Yeah.
And we gave seeds out. The kids were able to plant their own little gardens in the classrooms, talk about the different fruit and vegetables. And every week we featured a different fruit or vegetable. And on that Friday, we would serve what we've been talking about all week.
Yeah, that's great. That is awesome. So I went by one of the classrooms. I can't remember, a long time ago, but they were eating broccoli raw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's new for me, but What I think more so is the challenge of getting children to try new things.
You know what? I think with getting children to try new things, you have to make the environment conducive to that. So when they're sitting down with their friends at the table and they're talking about food and one little friend tries it, it's more prone to the next little kid trying it, or just them having the access to do family style dining to where they're able to scoop out how much they want or scoop out, you know, their food. They're having, you know, a responsibility in that. So,
and I love that because I used to get on my grandson. He would say he doesn't like something. I was like, have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
And his answer is usually no, because it looks this way or because I think of it. But, you know, being able to get engaged all week long in the food and talking about it and how it's developed and how it grows, and then to try it on Friday, that is an awesome idea.
Right.
Because at least, you know, I saw, and Lord, I bless you all, because when I see lima beans on the plate, my spirit just curls.
Oh, it's funny that you mentioned the lima beans, because that was part of our theme meal day that we did recently.
Wow.
And what we did was a lesson plan for the teachers to read a book A Bad Case of Stripes, which is about a little girl who likes lima beans but doesn't want to eat them in front of her friends because no one else will, like, you know, they keep saying, ew, gross. Uh-huh. And she gets stripes all over her. And then she finally tries the lima beans, and everyone else in her class tries the lima beans, and they all like it. So yeah. We served lima beans for lunch that
I
day.
I saw that, and I was like, wow. Because, you know, I mean, after you get a certain age, you know what you like and you know what you don't like. But at least I try it.
Right.
Well, and the good thing about our menu is it's a 4-week cycle. So those fresh fruits and vegetables that are offered every day, they rotate. Wow. So they're constantly getting that exposure to it. It takes at least 10 times of trying something to know if you really like it or not.
Right. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
One
of
my favorite lesson plans, they take a green apple, a red apple, and a yellow apple. And the kids cry. They do what's it scientific when you guess something?
Oh, it's, hypothesis?
Yes. Clearly, I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. but the kids all think at first that each apple tastes the same. And some have tasted the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, tasting that the green apple is sour and the red apple is sweet, mm-hmm. and then the yellow apple might be a little bit sweeter. Mm-hmm. That's one of the experiments in the classrooms with food and with nutrition that happen.
That is great. I mean, there's learning. Mm-hmm. There's constant learning. And you're also influencing them to try different things, but also get some good, healthy, you know, food in their diet. And for one thing, my wife, this is just another example. She wanted to cut up my grandbaby's sausage and all of this, and she placed it on the plate for her, you know. And when I go to the classroom, she's doing that on her own. Gigi, yeah. She doesn't need you to cut that up. She's just taking advantage of you because she's very, very familiar with pouring milk. I saw them pouring milk. You're not going to do that at Gigi's house. Gigi's going to pour the milk for you. Still yeah. now, she's yeah. she's almost 8 and she still can't pour the milk. But, right. you know, it's something that I noticed that that's something else that you all do in the classroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's great. They take these skills home. My son is one of the Head Start children in our program, and he will just go get a cup and pour his own water. Or now he eats carrots and ranch. And one thing about Wyatt is he has autism and he's very picky. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he wanted to get carrots and ranch out of the fridge just shows that it, repeated exposure at school in front of their friends mm-hmm. really helps that eating habit.
So you all can dive in a little bit more deeper, but the things that the children are learning in our Head Start programs is more than just ABCs.
Absolutely.
They're learning a lot, and some parents need to understand that, you know, your children know how to do some things. You know, they're learning in the classroom. They're learning to try different things.
Well, so. I think it's funny that sometimes, and Laura, I don't know if you get this, but parents will say, well, my child doesn't eat that, and they'll eat it with us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're like, your child does eat that.
Yeah. That's something, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I never would have thought to even try mm-hmm. to you know, have a kid eat broccoli raw.
Yeah.
Never even thought about it. But yeah. They do.
Yeah. And I love that we're teaching them so much. They do experiments in the mm-hmm. classroom. And that's like the example I gave with the three apples.
Yeah.
That's one of the experiments that they do. So not only are they learning about nutrition, they're learning about the science of it as yeah, well. Absolutely. And who would have thought a 3 to 5 year old would be learning that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they come home with more information than what we know sometimes, mm-hmm. or at least what we would think they know, you know. And then they'll hit you with, what's the hypothesis of this? What? They're talking about, what is it when it goes through the process of growing, photosynthesis and stuff like that. I'm like, what? Girl, sit down somewhere. Well, I tell you what, you know, our time is coming to an end, but it has been a joy having you all here on the show. You need to come in more often and co-host, Jessica.
I definitely will if you invite me.
My house is your house. How about that?
Oh, Cam.
Laura, thank you for coming in, and we thank you for what you're doing. What else are you all doing? How can people get involved in the Head Start program?
people can get involved by following us on the Facebook page. We keep our Facebook page and our Instagram updated with some of the great things that we are doing. We are always hiring for teachers.
Yes, we're hiring. We're hiring.
So if you have a passion to teach young children, you can go to our website,
comaction.org,
and see some of the jobs that we have posted or listed. But we are always, I'm pleading, always needing teachers, as well as if you know that your child is between that age, the 0 to 5, please, again, go to our website and enroll.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're always looking for kids and we're always looking for teachers.
Yes, we are.
You have been listening to Lex Talk More Action.
Happy Nutrition Month.